This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, I have a question for landowners and hunters to start the program today, and not that they're two separate groups, because I know a whole heck of a lot of landowners that hunt, but they are being pitted against each other with yet another debate over posting in the state legislature. There was a pretty heated hearing on this on Friday, and we just haven't had a chance to visit about it, so thought we'd do so today. A lot of rhetoric out there that comes with this issue, so I love that about this show. You just tell me what you want. You just give me your take, what you want done. We also, on the program today, have Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. He will be here at the bottom of next hour. And also Kaylee McEnany, who is a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. You see her a lot of television interviews that she does. We're going to get a little preview of the President's State of the Union address. I think we actually have the preview we need because he tweeted a whole bunch this morning, starting around 5-ish this morning. And that was, let's just call them walls from now on. Stop playing political games. A wall is a wall. So there you go. I think he's back to calling it a wall. Not. I smell a national emergency coming on. That's what I smell. I don't know. There was a meeting of this bipartisan conference committee group trying to come up with a compromise, met for a little while yesterday, and then said, we'll try it again next week. So they did meet for a bit. Senator John Hoeven is on that committee, by the way, and we're working on scheduling him on the show to tell us a little bit about that. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here tomorrow with the talk radio town hall. But, you know, names, Democrats can't call it a wall because the word wall has been made world famous by Donald Trump, right? So if they say they're for a wall, then they're for Trump. But if you call it a barrier, and by the way, a barrier and the wall do the same thing, don't they?
Kinder, gentler wall.
Yeah, I guess. And then I saw some
a great big My Pillow. That'll be really gentle. Yeah.
Build the wall out of pillows. There yes, exactly. Try and get through that
wall.
Yeah. And then the other silly one is fences. Now, evidently, they have voted for legislation in the past that, well, there's, for one, we heard this story about 700 miles of fence had been approved and just not built, of course, because if you vote for it, you fund it, you say, okay, you have everything you need to build it, then you don't build it, you sort of have the political win. I voted for the fence, 700 miles of fence, and it doesn't get built, then there you go. But it sounds like the president is tiring of all this, poppycock between fence and wall and barrier and everything else, and just said, let's just call them walls from now on. Stop playing political games. A wall is a wall.
Fences and gates, and you can only come through a gate. If you come through a fence, you're breaking a law. If you come through a gate, you're not. I don't know. Just a thought.
Well, this fits with the discussion I wanted to talk a little bit about today on the program, because imagine, if you will, let me give you a couple of scenarios. One at the wall. I'm not the wall, at the border, okay? Southern border. What if the rule was, if you don't see a sign saying you can't come in, you can come on in? Do you think that makes sense? So as long as you don't see, do not enter, no trespassing, you can come on in, and then you're fine.
Ridiculous. Well, it sounds like the North Dakota posting law when it comes to hunting then, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Same with a house. Okay, well, look, come on in the house. You didn't have a sign out front, so I came in the house.
Unbelievable.
I don't understand this. I can't wrap my mind around how it makes any sense whatsoever.
And I would hope,
dogs.
I would hope and pray that most sportsmen and hunters would not think that that's a ticket. If that did go through, that's a ticket for them to go do that. Because this is nothing but trouble.
You have some. What's the word for them? Just kind of your typical pot stirrers. That's not really a term, but.
Agitators?
Yeah, just kind of the constant crowd that are in on these issues that say, well, you do this, and there's not going to be any more hunting. So if you post one, not going to be any more hunting. Now, listen, I want to be sympathetic to hunters because hunting is a huge enterprise in North Dakota. And by the way, landowners and hunters do this together. You don't think landowners hunt? Of course they do. They absolutely do. But the idea that hunting would end a trespass, bill's pass is sort of crazy. I'll enter another little area into this debate. During DAPL, there were many occasions of people trespassing on private land, right? But they could say, well, there's no sign. Well, no, I posted. There's no sign now. You knock the sign down, and then you just go on. And law enforcement can't say who knocked the sign down. They didn't see it happen. So there's another area where it needs correction.
How many signs do you post, too? How many is enough signs? Do you post every quarter mile, eighth mile, tenth of a mile? I mean, what?
It's a lot of work, too, doing what you just described there.
Right, it is.
You know, so they get the expense of it, they get the time of it, and everything else. Now, from the perspective of a hunter, you know, the hunter obviously is looking to hunt as much land as possible. I think two things can happen. One, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. One little extra step to cultivate a little time to get to know people that own land, build a relationship, and hunt there. It happens all the time. There's many, many examples of that out there. And, you know, if this law was changed, there'd have to be more of that. Is that an undue burden on hunters? I don't know. I ask you hunters. Is that too much to ask? There's also all kinds of new technology and apps and things that are out there where you can, you know, just like you can go on your DOT map.
Oh, yeah.
Right? On your phone,
yeah.
And you can find out every inch of the highway system. Same thing with
public land.
With public land.
Yep.
You know, can I, can't I? And then it could be electronically posted, and you can seek land, and, you know, let's be smart about this. Let's not, I don't know, that's my take. I just think I'm going to always default to the landowner, but it doesn't mean I'm not sympathetic to hunters. So I'd like to hear from both of you on what you think on this law that's being debated again in the North Dakota legislature.
I think as a hunter, all my life, I hunt everything. There's always been a great relationship. If I'm going to hunt public land, I know where it is. I go hunt that. I don't have to ask anybody because it's public land. If I'm going to go on someone's property, I'm going to ask them.
Whether
even if there's a sign or not.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to ask them because I'm not. That's not my property. Oh, yeah, deer, pheasant, ducks, you name it, pretty much. Yeah.
Beautiful.
North and South Dakota and Minnesota. I mean, we hunt our family farms out by Eccleston.
Here's Anthony in Euland, Minnesota, wants to weigh in at 800-228-0550. You can text us, too, with your questions, comments, answers to any of this. 701-226-8503 for Todd, or 701-367-2054 for me. Let's go to Anthony in Euland. Go ahead, Anthony.
I used to live in North Dakota and hunt out by Gwinner all the time. And, yeah, you don't go on the private land unless you ask. I mean, it's just common courtesy. So it doesn't make any sense as to why it's even up for this, because that's always been the rule. You know where the public land is? Yeah, like you just said, that's where you go. If you want to do public land, you go there. If you want to hunt on private land, you either get to know people or you just go up and ask. And most of the time, if they know you know somebody down there, they're totally fine with you hunting on their land.
So you didn't see that as a burden of... You just saw that as common courtesy to have that conversation with the landowner.
Oh yeah. No, it's never a burden. If you get to know people down there, hey, they may have another section of land. If they know you're good, hey, they'll suggest you can go over hunt on this land too. I mean, you just get to know people. It's just common courtesy, and it makes total sense to do that. It's not, never, ever was a burden.
And you did it regardless of whether you didn't see a sign or not.
Correct. We always would look up, like you said, you can look up and see who owns the land, and then you could get in contact with them to ask them if they didn't have the signs up.
Very interesting. Appreciate it.
We just did it. Very, very common to see that happen.
Yep. Or you drive up to a farmhouse and just knock on the door and, hey, well, you can be told no. That's okay.
Exactly. You don't know until you ask.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the call. Tyler Lanois of Bismarck, a non-landowning hunter, quoted in the Forum news story on this legislation, uses apps and plat books to find places to hunt. Said asking for permission establishes a relationship with landowners, gives him information about other people who may be on the land, making it a safety issue. Quote, saying I have a right to utilize private property without permission is just ludicrous. I
tend to agree. John in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, yeah, I was just, excuse me, I lost my voice the other day, cold. Calling about this red flag business. This is what the left always does. They don't enforce laws already on the books and then come in with a solution that involves the restriction of civil liberties for law-abiding citizens. Parkland was a prime example. 38 times, now it's 40. Police were called to his house, violent behavior, school. School officials complained. And
you're so right.
Tragedy happens, and then they come in and punish the law-abiding citizen. It's incrementalism.
If there weren't enough red flags in that Parkland case, I don't know what you call a red flag. And now it's oh, we need this because I totally agree with you. And by the way, I will be vocal against it until anybody shows me how exactly they go about due process on those things as well, because I think that's the scariest part of the whole deal. And it is being debated in our legislature as well. John, thanks for the call. More welcome at 258-0550 after this.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. It's the week of the big game, and you're still racking your brain over what dip to do or what side to serve for total success. We'll take a delay of game, or better yet, call a timeout and just go back to what got you here. A Pizza Corner Pizza, loaded with touchdown toppings and generous amounts of champion cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas will light up the scoreboard. Sack one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste, that's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Something called Senate Bill 2315, which is legislation similar to what has been debated in previous North Dakota legislative sessions, where under the bill, landowners would not have to post land, and hunters would need permission to go on the land. All right, and so we're chatting about that today on the program. If you're a hunter, if you're a landowner, if you're both, love to know your opinion on this proposed change. Good idea, bad idea.
Tell us what you think at 258-0550, or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054, okay? CJ from DAC Diesel is here and has quite the antidote for the cold weather freeze-ups that happen with a great product. I would imagine in this kind of cold that that fuel additive is flying off the shelf, huh, CJ?
It is. Yeah, I had a great response on Tuesday, and I've had great response all winter long with it. But like I said, everybody that's used this stuff, they've had amazing success with it. You know, like I drive a 2005 6-liter diesel back and forth from work, and you know, I put that additive in with straight number two diesel fuel, and it didn't gel up on me at all. So, you know, yesterday it was 37 below at my house, and for it sitting outside all night, starting right up, no gelling or anything like that, that's absolutely impressive. My mechanics run it in their vehicles, their family run it in their vehicles, tractors, semis, and everybody, like I said, everybody that has tried this stuff is just absolutely impressed with it. It just, there's absolutely no gelling going on, and you can run straight number two diesel fuel. And the great thing about it is one quart treats 380 gallons. So if you got a pickup truck and you're, you know, a lot of people put over 380 gallons on in their vehicle in the winter. But even if it's a semi-driver, it's still fairly cheap. You know, it's $29.50 a quart, and it treats 380 gallons. Great stuff. So,
all right,
definitely give us a call down here.
Yeah, is that the best way to get it, just give you a call?
Well, you can stop in. I got it on the shelf, but if you're wondering where we're at 1500 Sabre Drive. We're pretty much straight east of Hubbard Feeds. Down Fuller Avenue, which is a gravel road, and just, you know, if you can't find us, give us a call. We're here from usually 7 to 6, but yeah, give us a call, or we can send it out to you. You know, if you're too far away or you're not able to pick it up, you know, we're more than willing to send it out to you. So,
all right, DACDiesel.com, or give a call, 701-258-5011, DAC Diesel in Bismarck. Thanks, CJ. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. This is your favorite agnostic from Fargo. And just call.
I didn't know I had a favorite agnostic from Fargo, but I'll let you go ahead and just assign that label today.
Come on, Christian. Well, you do now, friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you've been misnamed by your parents, evidently. But anyway,
my middle name is Joseph. So I
is that right?
Double,
yeah.
The double Bible slap.
Yeah, one of the great, one of the.
Your mother named Mary or anything?
What was that?
He wanted to know if your mother was named Mary. I could barely hear Todd for some reason. I don't know why.
But her name was Marlis.
Oh, is that right? Close. Yeah.
Close.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Close.
All right. So what's on your mind, Christian?
Well, this latest change in the law for abortion, or as we like to call it, infanticide, in New York City.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
That's a good word for it. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's 75 years after World War II, and Germany still has not lived down Adolf Hitler. What's going to happen when this country is overtaken and they find out what we've been doing to 60 million infants in the womb of the mother, infanticide? We are going to be referred to as worse than Hitler.
Now, you know, when you just look at basic science of heartbeats and functions and, the little baby in the mother's womb sucking the thumb and the whole, all that, and then say it's okay up till, in the case of New York, birth to end this baby's life. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And by the way, 6 million, possibly as much as 8 million, if you count different ethnic groups that were exterminated as part of Hitler's Holocaust. We're that much worse. We're 60 million since 1973. It's unthinkable.
Yeah,
it's like the Democrats now are jumping the shark to say, well, you know, yeah, okay, they had 600,000 people in the mall that want abortion to end. We'll show them. We're gonna double down. I mean, what in the world? You know, it's got to be pointed. There's work to be done to let this. And the president tweeted about it today, actually. Trying to find it because he was on a tweet Terror this morning, in which he talked about the Democratic Party being the party of abortion and higher taxes and, you know,
welfare,
open borders.
Yeah, open borders. I can't find it, but I'll find it before too long here. So I totally agree. Anything else, Christian?
I would just like you all to have a safe and warmer day today.
Thank you. It is warmer.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks for running a great show.
Thank you. Get your sunscreen out if you head outside today because it's warmer. And, you know, if you want a heat stroke, drink lots of water. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, just listening about your hunting and posting and stuff. And I don't know if anybody's ever brought up this sweet app that's called Onyx Map, Onyx Hunting Map. And basically it gives you who owns the land. If you're trying to hunt it, well, then you can call the landowner and know right now. The problem is that we need to have all the commissioners sign off on this and have their name of the landowner on this app. And because where I go hunting, you can go to all the counties around it and see all the landowners, but then when you get to the county that I hunt, I can't see anything. And it shows you public, shows you state, it shows everything. It's awesome. So
yeah, that's what would happen out of this. You'd just post a different way. You'd electronically post, right? And the information is there so you can call them.
Right. It's just, okay, it's like South Dakota. Nobody posts anything, but everybody knows that you got to call the landowner.
Yeah.
So this one, you see who the landowner is. You call them. You ask them. It's easy. I ran into a situation where nothing was posted, you know, so I was pursuing an animal. Everything else was posted around it. I looked at the landowner on my app. Well, I couldn't get a hold of him, but it showed that he lived in a totally different state. So I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and use my North Dakota law given rights. And I shot the animal, went on the posted property. So I called that landowner and asked him. And they said, okay, go ahead. Just let us know what you're driving. You can go pursue that animal. But, you know, there in that case, I was going by the law of North Dakota, but I called the landowner if I had my
yeah, good for game good for you.
It was.
Yep.
And it all worked out. It was great.
Dave emails, my problem with all land being posted is if you call most landowners, they don't recognize the number on the phone. They don't answer. I did it last fall, calling to Goose Hunt, and no answer. Once in a while, I'd get lucky, but now if everything is posted, good luck. Well, everything won't be posted, but basically, it would be unless it's posted, you're welcome, you're not. But, Grant, maybe take a couple of phone calls to go to your suggestion, but make that call and build that relationship. Good suggestion. Thanks for the call. More after this. Don't go away.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around a dozen fatalities now blamed on the dangerous cold weather that's been gripping the nation's Midwest for days, where in places there have been wind chills at times of below 50 below zero. That weather is now affecting the Northeast U.S. as well as the northern Mid-Atlantic states. And in Pennsylvania, a snow squall late yesterday caused a chain reaction crash involving over two dozen vehicles. This man says he was in it and tried to help other drivers.
We tried to get out everybody we could, but there was a couple vehicles that you couldn't get the doors open or anything.
Over 20 people were injured in that crash near Philadelphia. President Trump set to meet with China's top trade official at the White House today, hoping to end a trade war. Trump tweets this morning the meetings have been going well, but no final deal will come until he meets with China's president. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me get Keith and Forbes in here, and then we're going to chat with Kaylee McEnany and talk a little bit about the President's State of the Union address coming up. Walton and Bismarck and others will get to you here coming up as well. Keith, Forbes, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. I'd just like to urge support of the Senate bill that Landis posted without posting it. In today's times, you know, there's so many people drive and come and they're not local. You don't know who they are. Biosecurity factors and all this goes on. It's just incredible that we would have to, let's say the average farm in North Dakota is I think 1300 acres, 9 quarters to legally post it, 4 signs, 8 signs a quarter, you know, you're looking at 72 signs to have to put up to keep someone off your land. Imagine if we had a pre-season where we could go to town and walk on someone's lawn, which really isn't a whole lot different, and they would have to put up 64 signs and sign and date them to keep us off. How far would that go?
That's a head-scratcher to me, the whole thing and how it became this. So, and again, there's a lot of technology out there now, so you could, I think, have a win-win here without having you to do that, but at the same time let people know whether or not you're interested in letting them hunt on your land and how they'd contact you and do that. Appreciate the comments, Keith. Thanks a lot. I call again. Appreciate it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great resource to find out about all of the above energy strategy and also ways to contact your lawmakers. This is an industry, lignite, coal, this industry, that is constantly under attack from the extreme environmentalists in this country. You know, don't forget, one of them was President Barack Obama, who said, we're going to bankrupt coal. Said that out of his own mouth, okay? That was their plan. So just remember, they need your help, too, to continue the affordable, reliable energy we get at SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more. Kaylee McEnany is here, and she is a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Appreciate the work she does out in front with many folks in the media nationally to fight for the conservative cause. And we're going to talk a little bit about what the president needs to do with the State of the Union address, what we expect to hear from him at the State of the Union address that Nancy Pelosi didn't want him to give. She finally gave in, I guess, Kaylee, huh?
Hi, great to join you. Yeah, she finally gave in and recall that she extended this invitation amidst the government shutdown, then used the government shutdown as a reason why she was no longer extending the invitation she had extended during the government shutdown, only to then reissue it when the government reopened. She played political games with this. Basically, what it all comes down to is she wants to deprive the president of having a platform to address the American people from, to share the stories of those who have been plagued by illegal immigration. She's trying to silence him, but she did not succeed, and we will hear from the president on Tuesday.
Some of our audience believes battle politically that's ongoing between the president and Democrats in Congress, specifically Pelosi and Schumer, has him on the short end of the stick politically. In other words, he blinked. He said, let's open up the government and, you know, negotiate, which, of course, was their position all along, and are disappointed in that, that there wasn't more fight in the president. What do you say to that?
Well, the president didn't blink. He did not cave, as some are saying. Quite the opposite, actually. I think what he's doing is strategic. He is a great negotiator for a reason, because I think he's showing the American people that he has been eminently reasonable through all of this, in exhausting every option to try to get the wall, and saying, I will do a 3-year temporary extension for DACA, not amnesty, but temporary, and saying, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you have a problem with concrete, so I'll move to steel. He's showing the American people the reasonable common sense offers he's providing, reopening the government. He's showing Nancy Pelosi is bluffing. She said she'd talk about the wall when the government opened. Well, it's open. He's still not talking about the wall. And I think all of this is a concerted effort to, at the end, the president be able to say, hey, I'm going to declare a national emergency, or I'm going to reset down the government, or there's some third option being explored by the White House to get the funding via the executive branch. So I think it's all a lead up to whatever's going to be this final move at the end of the 3 weeks. And I think he's showing himself to be the reasonable party and Democrats to be the radical one.
So this debate and the effort to once and for all secure the border will be the centerpiece of the State of the Union, you believe?
I think so. The White House, I believe, already announced that some of the guests there will pertain to border security. So I imagine we're going to hear their stories, and that's a good indicator that the wall, the barrier on our southern border, is going to be a big part of this State of the Union, an opportunity to share with the American people that the president wants to eliminate the scourges that are brought by illegal immigration, the drugs that cross our border, the criminals, the 17,000 of which were apprehended at our southern border, the heroin, 90% of which crosses our southern border. It will be an opportunity for him to put a spotlight on that for sure.
The president tweeted today that we ought to just call a wall a wall, and that this craziness of the political games of it not being a wall, but being a fence. Here's what the exact words are. Let's just call them walls from now on and stop playing political games. A wall is a wall. Only in Washington could there be a deal where I'm okay with a barrier, but not a wall. I'm okay with a fence, but not a wall. What do you make of this tweet?
Yeah, exactly. I think he's sick and tired of the Washington nonsense, the Washington games. Let's call it what it is, a wall. That is what it is. We have walls on our southern border currently, whether it's fencing or steel slabs or a concrete structure. The bottom line is it's something that's securing our southern border, and it's Democrats who want to do this political gamesmanship of, you know, we could never pass a wall, but maybe if you call it fencing, we're okay with that, as we were in 2006. Maybe if you call it steel slabs, maybe that would work. It's really the left that wants to play this political game, and it's President Trump that's exposing it.
I have heard more comments from Democrats on the committee that's working on this, the conference committee, and others who have previously had sort of said, hey, let's figure this out. Let's not be just against border security here. We need to be smarter about this politically. This is Democrats speaking now. Talking now about, let's listen to the experts. Joe Manchin kind of started it. Bring in the experts. Let them tell us what they need. And of course, the president's listening to the experts, but it gives them political cover. Do you see that as progress?
Not really, because I think it's yet another game. Because as you noted correctly, the president's listening to the experts. He's listening to Customs and Border Patrol, who are on our southern border, who say we need this wall. We've heard from the experts. We know walls work. If they want to, you know, look at facts, I'll send them the information about the four areas of the southern border where the wall has been built, where a barrier has been posed, and it stopped illegal immigration to the tune of 90%. So the facts are out there. The numbers are out there. The comments from Border Patrol are out there. They're still uninterested in voting the way they did 5 years ago when 53 Senate Democrats voted for a barrier on our southern border. It's sad. It's hypocrisy, and it's all about depriving President Trump of a political win.
The president tweeted yesterday about the Dow breaking 25,000. Tremendous news. But other than the president's Twitter feed, you couldn't find that in a lot of news coverage yesterday. I contrast that with when the Dow was, you know, in that flux over all kinds of bad economic news, like, you know, Apple and China and, you know, suggestions that the trade negotiations were harming the economy, took a little bit of a dip. And everybody was, of course, cheerleading the fact that the president had previously touted high numbers in the Dow, and now they were going down, and how awful this was and horrible, and, you know, it's all his fault and everything else. 25,000 yesterday, and you could hear a pin drop. What can be done, if anything, short of just ignoring them, to get a little bit of balance out of the mainstream media?
I don't think there's a lot that can be done. You would think that the mainstream media would have taken pause to some of their reporting, reassessed, kind of engaged in some auto critique when, in fact, BuzzFeed was exposed as being wrong, their story. And this came after hours and hours of coverage of the media calling for the president's impeachment. That was in the wake of the BuzzFeed Michael Cohen story. Do you think that would have been a wake-up call? But sadly, it's not. All the retractions, all the fake news, it's not a wake-up call. And that's why I think radio is so important. That's why I think local news is so important, because it's the only vehicle outside of the president's Twitter feed to get the good news out there. So that's why, you know, we fight back, and I think we fight back at the local, the regional level via radio and other means of communication, and where we can, of course, on television as well.
I'm guessing this listener slash texter gets a lot of their news from some of those sources you're talking about that are in need of massive reform, but I'll let you answer it anyway. Why won't Trump listen to his intel community? Russia, Iran, North Korea, and China are all threats to us. That was kind of a media narrative yesterday that, you know, Trump administration officials were up there saying one thing, the president saying another. What about that?
Well, the president does listen to his intel community, but it's the president that the listener needs to know who is saying that these are threats. The president said Iran is a threat. It was the intel community that said, oh, wait, they're abiding by the nuclear agreement that the president rescinded, but nevertheless, they're abiding by the terms. It's the president who's really acknowledging that there's a threat here. And ultimately, you know, the president has to make the decision that's in his gut. He has to read the intelligence and then from that discern the way forward and discern how much of a threat each power is. And he does that to great effect. I mean, he sees the writing on the wall that Iran was still testing missiles, that Iran has a space program that Pompeo says could be a cover for launching ballistic missiles and testing how far they'll go. So the president listens to that and says, hey, there is a threat here. I think he's very wise. He has good gut. He has good instincts. He listens to the intel, but he doesn't dismiss the threats that we face.
Back to the State of the Union. Texter from Carrington says it's interesting that Pelosi chose the Georgia governor who lost for the Dems' State of the Union rebuttal. That way, when he tweets how bad it is, they, the press and Democrats, can say he hates women and blacks. Lord, I hate this garbage. What do you make of the Democrats' pick for the response?
Well, it's quite curious that they would choose someone who lost an election. So clearly it wasn't the model for winning what Stacey Abrams was saying. I also think you could not have a clearer contrast when you have President Trump up there saying we need border security, we need a wall, we're going to hear the stories of families who have, I'm sure, lost loved ones to illegal immigration or to drugs across our border. And what a contrast when Stacey Abrams comes up to give a rebuttal and she's someone who called for illegal immigrants to go out and to vote. So not to deter illegal immigrants, but to actually go out there and vote the Georgia gubernatorial race. So you couldn't have a starker contrast ideologically. And I'm quite thrilled by this pick from Chuck Schumer, because I just think it shows how tone deaf the Democrats are.
Yeah, no question about that. 2020 is shaping up to be quite the battle between the free enterprise system and promise everything and everything to people, isn't it? This is quite the I'm aghast at what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Democrats are going so far left that I think that they really don't know how bad their policies are, with Kamala Harris saying we want to abolish private insurance plans. It's not a winning message, and I think the Democrats are starting to realize that, but they're still not going to be able to stop themselves.
Kaylee, thanks for the time today. I always appreciate our chats, and we'll be watching on Tuesday. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks. Have a great day.
We're going to be doing some live blogging after the State of the Union address, so you don't have to tune into the mainstream media and hear what they say. You can join us after the State of the Union. Stay tuned for more details on that coming up. That's next Tuesday.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
GMC.com. You know, they got the 2018 Sierras. They got to clear out because the 2019s are in and they're awesome. But you can get $10,000 off MSRP on the 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab Short Box 4x4 SLT, a.k.a. what I drive. SchwannGMC.com. Check it out.
Back on What's on Your Mind with our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy, who's been off for a couple of weeks for understandable reasons. And we told you a little bit about the tragedy in their family, lost a son. And Jim, we've been praying for you. So I know you care very much for all those people that thought enough to pray for you. And we're glad to have you back in the saddle here.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be back. And thank you to everybody for your prayers and your understanding. And there's been people that have inquired about flagpoles, and I kind of had to let them rest a little while. And through all the trauma, I don't know if anybody needs to get with me. Now would be a good time. My son was an awesome person, and he was the most loving person. He actually saved my business in 2017 when I had a shoulder separation, and he came and literally worked for peanuts for quite a few months. But that was the type of person he was. He was the light of the party. Everybody loved him. He always wanted to make sure everybody was okay. And he was, a lot of people are sad that knew him, and I just cannot give my God thanks enough for the time that we had together. And I'm sad that he's gone, but I pray that he's at rest. And we're going to move on just like he'd want me to.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. And just take it one day at a time, and grief does not leave us on any kind of a schedule. You know, it just doesn't. You're going to have that every time you think of them. And isn't it wonderful to have people in this world that care about other people? That's what your son did. So that's pretty neat. There's no doubt about it. And I know he cared about your business and cared about this mission of yours to let people show how much they love America, stand up for freedom, and have a flagpole in front of their business or at their home. And last winter, we spent a lot of time gearing up for a busy spring, summer, and fall, and had your busiest year ever. So more of the same to come this year. And if folks want to start getting organized, one of the things we've talked about is honoring veterans or honoring family members that served, lost loved ones, and doing it as a little family memorial. So that's something to think about, too. Just takes a little coordination with the family. Where do you put it, and who do we honor, and whatnot, but what a neat idea to do your own little memorial. So lots of neat ideas are out there right now. So just start thinking about that a little bit. And Jim, we'll continue to keep you in our prayers and think of Austin as well and all his good time on this earth as well, caring for a lot of people. So appreciate you sharing that story today, though.
Thank you, Scott. And never before have I, thought about what love is and what America means and what sacrifice is. And, now it's with the political events coming up and everything, it's never more important than to pray for our country and to show love for our country. And it's more than just a business for me. It's a lifestyle. This is in my blood. It's my ancestor. It was Captain Perry Oliver Swarthout, Abraham Swarthout. He gave the blue of his jacket in 1777 for the Second Continental Congress battle flag, and they were fighting for freedom then, and we need to fight for freedom today. Freedom is not free. Freedom costs. And may we all just recognize the sacrifices that many have given.
Please do.
Yes.
Please think about that long and hard, and a guy like Jim makes it easy to do just that and really have you, after he's gone, look at that every day and say, oh, am I glad I did that? That's what we did at our house. Just look at it and say, oh, my gosh, every time you pull in, you just say, there it is. And it's a great way to do it. So give him a call, 701-571-3524, 701-571-3524, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com. That website's great resource. Whatever you need, accessories, the flag replacement program they have, take care of you on that. Anything you need, 701-571-3524. In fact, Jim is taking care of some of the best, biggest flag displays in the state. I mean, the ones where you're driving and go, oh, my gosh, look at that. I mean, that's huge. It's the size of a house or bigger. He's the one making sure that they have those flags flying in tip-top shape. So, he can do a great job at your home or farm or business, wherever you're at. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America. And a special, I just heard Schwann GMC. They're interested in the flagpole. So I hope everybody goes and buys a vehicle for them. And may they be blessed that they may be able to bless our nation with a flagpole.
There you go. They could maybe put one on Todd's car. You can drive around with a flagpole.
Something for parades and stuff.
Exactly.
Great big flag coming out of the back of the big red K fire truck there.
And it would have the Schwann's thing on the back so folks would know it came from, it'd all come together. They have one out front of their business. I love it. That's perfect. All right, Jim, good talking to you. Take care, my friend. Can you get the name of the app that the hunter just mentioned on your radio show, asked the texter. The app has the landowner's name. I think it was Onyx, but there are a number of them. And we have another text or email from somebody asking a question about that. We're going to talk more about this and invite your calls here after the news break to talk about, to have a conversation is what we're doing between landowners and hunters about the best way to make all this work. More coming up on 120 Mark. Move them out. That's what Vince Webker is saying about the largest hot tub inventory in the USA, over 100 2018 models right now. Great savings for you. And you know what? A lot of really neat features on those. Most importantly, the Ace saltwater system, which I translate to say ease of use, ease of care. Everything's better with Ace, right?
It is. It's not totally maintenance-free, but it makes the water better. We talk about better water. It makes it feel better. It is better, and because of that, you're going to use it more. And we have a whole lot of 2018 we want to move aside to make room for 2019. And come on in. We'll wheel and deal a bit this time of year. So we should have zero excuses for you not to make every day made better with a hot tub by the time you leave.
Great financing too, right?
That's right. Right now, 60 months, no interest with payments, or 12 months, no interest, no payments, which a lot of customers like after the holidays.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.